With a love of sports cheers, car chase music, and hip-hop, Britain's The Go Team is a band that revels in unabashedly upbeat music. The group started as one guy putting songs together at home and has transformed itself into a band of 6+. Critic Robert Christgau says the band is getting stronger and stronger.
The Go Team are the brainchild of Ian Parton of Brighton, England. Parton was a young documentary filmmaker with a specialty in archaeology, who long ago began creating songs on a sampler in his folks' kitchen. Given the way these songs recycle sonic artifacts and musical cultures, they're almost archaeological documentaries themselves, with some dirt on them. That was Grip Like a Vice, the lead track of the Go Team's new album, Proof of Youth. Lisa Lee and Sharrock are the virtual guest vocalists, and not just any virtual guest vocalists. They're legendary one cameo wonders from landmark 1980 records by Afrika Bambaataa and the Funky 4+1. Now, miraculously, Parton has fashioned the perfect music for rhymes they freestyled in a 1984 BBC documentary. Thus he becomes one of the few to actually revive the innocence of early hip-hop, rather than stiffly imitated like so many underground rappers. Yet directly before the passage I just played, the same track sounds like this. Noisy guitars morphing into atonal guitars. Not exactly early hip-hop, just two more sounds that Ian Parton loves and folds in. Though he has Public Enemy's Chuck D rap live toward the climax, Parton goes for female voices. Elizabeth Esselink, sole proprietor of the Dutch electro band Solex, has never sounded so girl group, and believe me, she's tried. Another sound Ian Parton likes is horns. These were sampled on the 2004 debut album, Thunder Lightning Strike. But when the debut became a hit, Parton needed a human group to tour. And so, he hired human horn players. And on the second album, they do their thing. Here's The Wrath of Marcy, featuring 3 indigenous Go Team brass guys and 2 indigenous Go Team vocal gals. The Go Team's first album made the silly myth about lo-fi sound conveying truth and beauty come true. Only now he's created a very similar album in the studio. It's hardly clean sounding. Parton loves to jam things together, but it's got volume and presence twice as strong sonically, with no loss of ebullience or directness. It's positive without corn, which is pop music's main reason for being.
The CD by The Go Team is called Proof of Youth. Our reviewer Robert Christgau is a contributing editor to Rolling Stone. You can hear songs from the CD and discover more new music at npr.org/music.